Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. The Apostle John, in his third epistle, wrote a verse about children. It's 3 John, verse 3. He says there, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth." There's a few things that I think we should talk about in reference to this verse today. We are talking about children, kind of. More so, I guess, we're talking about how we're all united as a family, a true, real family. And so what I'd like to point out here is the way that this family was so real for the Apostle John. Notice what he says. "I have no greater joy." Now, I gotta tell you that for a long time, I read this verse, and I simply thought that the Apostle John was talking about children. You know, literal children, that he was writing this letter and saying, "Well, I just want you to know that the greatest joy I have is that my children walk in the truth." And, I mean, to me that made sense, right? For a lot of years I didn't have children, but I assumed that knowing that your children walked in the truth would be something that would bring a lot of joy. And yet what's really interesting about this is I don't actually think the Apostle John is talking about literal children. I mean, again, that would be true, but instead, consider how he refers to himself. In verse 1, he calls himself the elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Do you see that relationship there? Now, he's not just, you know, writing this random statement, you know, writing to Gaius and saying, "Well, Gaius, you know, I love you, I want you to know these things, and I want you to know that it makes me really happy when my own biological children walk in the truth." But that just doesn't even make sense. You know, he's writing a letter to Gaius saying, "I love you, I'm like a father to you, and I love the fact that you are walking in the truth." You know, he's writing this letter to Gaius, and he's starting by explaining how happy he is about how things are going with Gaius. So the Apostle John had this relationship where he, in a sense, saw himself as a father to Gaius. And because Gaius was walking in the truth, it brought him great and intense joy. You know, I think that we see a similar thing with the Apostle Paul. You know, he wrote to the Corinthians, and, you know, he doesn't seem to have been all that joyful at this point, but we see that same relationship. When he was writing to the Corinthians, he said to them, this is 1 Corinthians 4, verse 14. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 14, he says, "I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children." And so the Apostle Paul saw the same kind of relationship with the people to whom he had taught the gospel. Now, I want to be clear here as to what I'm saying. I'm not trying to say that, you know, we should find all the people to whom we've taught the gospel and look at them as our children. I'm not trying to say that. I recognize that's what John is doing, that's what Paul is doing, but I'm not trying to suggest that. You know, I think there's nuance here and there's important caveats to understanding that, because, you know, our tendency when we view that kind of relationship, you know, a father-child relationship, I think is unfortunately sometimes to be rather patronizing. And unlike Paul and John, you know, we don't have the Holy Spirit to guide us as to what exactly we should say. So I don't want to go down that route. Instead, what I'm trying to bring out now is that there was this father-child relationship between individuals who weren't biologically related. And yet, what John says is, "I have no greater joy than to see that my children are walking in the truth. And so what you have is you have this relationship that appears to be even stronger than a biological relationship. John didn't say, you know, it's one of my greatest joys. He says, I have no greater joy. To me, this is the absolute best thing, is what he's saying. Now, I think that that's interesting because in the Ecclesia, we talk about how we're a family. We call each other brother, sister, but sometimes we have a tendency to just say those things and not always really feel those things. You know, we like to hide things. We don't want to be open to each other, you know, as we might to a biological brother or a biological sister or a biological father or a biological mother. You know, sometimes we talk about how we're this family and we work together and we care for each other, but we sometimes put up a wall or make ourselves distant. And I think that this is particularly relevant in this time where, in some cases, maybe we haven't seen each other for a long time. The Apostle John saw his relationship with the believers as the pinnacle of a true relationship. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we should spurn our familial relationships and instead say, oh, you know, the Ecclesia is my family. I don't think it has to be one or the other. But my point is that let's focus on our biological families and start asking ourselves, how can I act as though I truly believe and truly know that the Ecclesia is my family? That these people that I call brothers and sisters are my real, true brothers and sisters. And ask ourselves, how would that change the way that we acted? How would that change the things that we said to each other or our willingness to be open with one another? We are a real, living, breathing family, knit together by a common hope and a common Father. And so may it be that we have no greater joy than to see that each other, one another, walks in the truth. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.